This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A bull moose had to be untangled from a volleyball net Friday. It was dragging it around with the poles. The moose was also hit by a car on Fish Creek Falls Road. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers intervened and immobilized the moose to safely remove the netting. Here is area wildlife manager Chris Middledorf.
But we have seen the animal on its feet, and it was mobile. Its legs appear to be working very well, so we're going to give this moose a chance. Because it's GPS collared, we'll be able to assess its condition. For everybody in Steamboat, please, you know, slow down on our roads. If you have things in your yard that are hanging, hammocks, etc., we need them pulled down this time of year, especially with these animals with antlers that are out.
When a new set of wolves are introduced again this year, they'll be coming from Canada. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has announced an agreement with the British Columbia Ministry of Waterlands and Resource Stewardship to get 15 wolves this winter. They'll be captured and translocated between December and March of next year. The Middle Park Stock Growers Association has asked CPW Director Jeff Davis not to release any of those wolves again in Grand County. A new letter also asks CPW not to release the captured wolves from the Copper Creek Pack. The letter first thanks Director Davis for removing those wolves that were killing livestock in Grand County, but the letter also refers to the botched introduction of wolves last year and asks that lethal control be used in wolf management at all phases. People and their pets need to avoid contact with the water at Stagecoach Reservoir. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says it's because of blue-green algae at hazardous levels. It's accumulated along the shoreline. Blue-green algae can be especially toxic to pets. Precautionary signs are posted around the lake. Steamboat Springs City Manager Gary Suter has announced he's retiring. Suter has been city manager since June of 2016. He plans to work through January. Upgrades are being done to the Fish Creek Water Treatment Plant in the Mount Werner Water and Sanitation District. It will be shut down for a couple of months starting today. Steamboat Springs residents are being asked to conserve water use. Make sure your irrigation systems are turned off. The Rouse County Board of County Commissioners meets today. Moffat County Board of County Commissioners also have meetings scheduled today. About 74th and 5th graders from Strawberry Park Elementary sang the national anthem at the Colorado Rockies game Sunday. They joined other students from around the state. Steamboat Sailors football team, they're 4-0 after beating Aspen Friday night. Hayden and Sirocco lost. The Moffat County girls softball team, they had their first win ever against Middle Park High School in Granby on Saturday. They won the first game but split the series. This is the first year for the girls softball team. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.